7234 at North Anchor and Channel. 7234, how can I help you? Well, I'm sitting here. I have this passenger on my bus, and they're being pretty sporadic. Passed out completely. They did get off the bus when I got down here when I said last stop. So now they're sitting out here. They're kind of throwing stuff around. I can hear them yelling and screaming, but the 72 behind me just, like, passed them up. So, and I saw him go up to the bus, and the guy just closed the doors on him. I mean, then he started freaking out even more. I'm not going to pick him up now because he's obviously agitated, but I don't know if you want a description or what. My question is, when they were on the bus, were they a problem, or is it now just that they're agitated because they got passed up by the other bus? Oh, no, they were being weird. Making really loud noises, clapping really loud. I had to tell him to stop, please, because it was disturbing my driving. And then when he was sitting at the shelter just earlier, he's throwing stuff around, screaming and yelling. So I think when the other 72 pulled up, he saw that and didn't pick him up. And then when he drove off, he was freaking out even more. I think I'll be able to get out of here. I'm not picking him up if he's this agitated, but maybe if another driver sees him and he's being calm, it won't be an issue. But I just kind of want to say that I see him, but I'm not going to take him if he's acting that way. Okay. Well, if he is acting agitated and you have some concerns, definitely don't board him. If it's the opposite of that and you feel comfortable, go ahead and board him. We'll just take it from there. Okay, sounds good. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure I'm covered here as to why I'm not going to be boarding this person. All right, copy. 528.